Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
I'm going to read a little bit in Jeremiah. Jeremiah sees disaster happening to his fellow brethren. Let me start in chapter 12, verse 10. I'll start in 9. My heritage is unto me as a speckled bird. The birds round about are against her. Come ye, assemble all the beasts of the field. Come to devour. Many pastures have destroyed my vineyard. They have trodden down my portion underfoot. They have made my pleasant portion a desolate wilderness. They have made it desolate. And being desolate, it mourns unto me. The whole land is made desolate because no man lays it to heart. People, you are the land. Yes, the seed, the word of God gets planted in you. You water the seed with the word of God. You feed the seed with the bread that comes from above, the bread of life, Jesus Christ, the true communion. You're washed, baptized by the water of the word, which cleans your conscience. You are the land. This is all a parable of you and me. The spoilers are come upon all the high places through the wilderness, for the sword of the Lord shall devour from the one end of the land even to the other end of the land. No flesh shall have peace. When you come to know the Lord, His word is the sword. And you will not be able to live the way you used to live. You will not be able to take it. When you start gossiping, you're going to get pricked. If you've been looking too long at something you shouldn't be looking at, you're going to be pricked. All right? The land is no longer yours. It's a fight on this land. And the enemy wants to come back onto your land. But through the grace of God, you own the land now through Jesus Christ. But the spoilers will come, just like we read here. And they're going to want to devour you. And we're warned the devil goes like a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. You know what the word devour means? It means to literally eat in one bite. This is what evil wants to do to you and I. It wants to destroy us. The evils in this world that want to make gods out of everything. And it's so easy to make a god out of comfort, out of your electricity, out of your car, out of your gasoline, out of your retirement, out of your, you know, clothes, out of your respect of men, out of your education. All these things could be taken away. People, you have a heart ticking in your body. You can't control that heart. You don't tell it to beat. You got all these pints of blood moving in your body. You don't tell those pints of blood to keep moving. They just do it. You aren't in charge of anything. Your eyes see something, and then the impulses of your legs or your hands allow you to either walk to it or grab it. You aren't in charge of anything. I believe the only thing you're in charge of is your will. And who are you going to give your will to? Because now your will tell you where to walk. Your will tell you what to look at. Your will will tell you what to eat. Your will, when you give it over to the Lord, not my will, but thine will. That was the prayer of the Lord on more than one occasion. The Heavenly Father will direct your will. But other than that, gang, everything in this world is going to burn and it's going to die. That's not pessimism. That's just preparation to know really what's going on. And we're told there, they have sown wheat, but shall reap thorns. They have put themselves to pain, but shall not profit. And they shall be ashamed of your revenues because of the fierce anger of the Lord. So all their reaping, it's not going to help. All right. Everything that you try to profit isn't going to help. Eventually, it all ends in the grave. And then the Lord steps in here. He says, thus saith the Lord against all my evil neighbors that touch the inheritance, which I have caused my people Israel to inherit. Behold, I will pluck them out of their land and pluck out the house of Judah from among them. In other words, the Lord will protect us. He will protect us. And it shall come to pass after that I have plucked them out, and I will return and have compassion on them and will bring them again, every man to his heritage and every man to his land. And it shall come to pass if they will diligently learn the ways of my people to swear by my name, the Lord lives, as they taught my people to swear by Baal, then shall they be built in the midst of my people. But if they will not obey, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation, says the Lord. The Lord has continual mercy. Yes, continual mercy. He's always there for us. But eventually, there's this thing called obedience that has to take place, right? And obedience is basically when you are at a crossroad. And thank God for the Holy Spirit, because without the Holy Spirit, I truly believe a lot of times you don't even know what obedience is, because you're going by your own fleshly lusts. I'm not even sure I had a choice before I knew the Lord. I certainly have a choice after I know the Lord, because he showed me both ways. But I was in such darkness. I just went the way of whatever I wanted to do. I went the way of my own carnal mind. I went the way of my own emotions. I just was like I was in absolute darkness. I was in hell, you could say. I was basically a child of the devil. I was, until I got renewed, reborn, and brought into this different kingdom. It's mercy. It's grace, people. That's what it is. Thus saith the Lord unto me, go and get thee a linen girdle and put it on upon thy loins, and put it not in water. So I got a girdle according to the word of the Lord and put it on my loins. And the Lord, and the word of the Lord came unto me a second time, saying, take the girdle that thou hast got, which is upon thy loins, and arrive and go to the Euphrates and hide it there in the hole of the rock. So I went. And I hid it by Euphrates, as the Lord commanded me. And it came to pass, after many days, that the Lord said unto me, arise and go to the Euphrates, and take the girdle from thence, which I commanded thee to hide there. Then I went to the Euphrates, and I digged it, and I took the girdle, and from that place I had it. And behold, the girdle was marred. It was profitable for absolutely nothing. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, thus saith the Lord, after this manner will I mar the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem, this evil people which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imaginations of their heart and walk after other gods to serve them and to worship them, shall be even as this girdle, which is good for nothing. For as the girdle cleaves to the loins of a man, so have I caused to cleave unto me the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah, saith the Lord, that they might be unto me for a people and for a name and for a praise and for a glory, that but they would not hear. Isn't that something, gang? Isn't that something? You know, and we're supposed to have our loins girded up with truth and righteousness. And the Lord is saying here, he wants us. He died for us. Do not take this lightly, people. Do not take this lightly. This is the Old Testament, but it hasn't been erased. It's just been fulfilled in Jesus. Now we have a way to fulfill. Now we have a way to overcome. Now we have a way to fight, because the Holy Spirit was let loose because of Jesus' sacrifice. Now we can overcome. You could never overcome it in the Old Testament. No. The Old Testament just gave you the law. But now we could follow the law because of Christ. Now we could forgive those that you could not forgive before. Now we could fight lusts that you could not fight before. Now we could overcome bitterness and anger and jealousy and hatred that we couldn't overcome before. Now we could stop grumbling and murmuring and be content when we couldn't do it before. Why? Because it's all fulfilled through the Holy Spirit now. It is. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. When Jesus came into me and he gave me a way to escape and he gave me a new heart, I could do things I couldn't do before. Yes, I could do things now, and it was all spiritual. It's not a joke. It's not religion. It's not something out of a book. It's not something you could learn at the university. No, it's a humble heart that's turned towards Jesus Christ, the Word of God who came down from heaven and now lives in the hearts of men, and who doesn't come by observation, as he told the woman at the well. The kingdom of God does not come by observation. You can't look here or over there. The kingdom of God is within you. And the Lord wants us to hear his word. But if all these other things come and they choke the word, and we're warned about the deceitfulness of riches and the lusts of things, we're warned about these because they were literally trying to choke Jesus out of our life so we can't hear him. And now then, once you become a hearer, you must become a doer. Yes, if the word of God comes in you and says forgive, and you're getting that prick, well then you forgive. You turn from revenge. You turn from hatred. You don't have to get sloppy about it. And guess what? If that person refuses to forgive you or whatever, that's okay. That's okay. But you have released your anger towards them. You have released your unforgiveness towards them. And when you get before the Lord's going to be looking at you, not them. And this is how the Lord works. It's a selfish gospel to a degree, because it's a gospel that's based upon where are you at? Your personal walk with your children, your personal walk with your parents, your personal walk with the friends at work, your personal walk with the convenience store attendant, your personal walk in this world. Where are you? Is Jesus guiding your steps, or is your emotions guiding your steps? Is Jesus guiding your steps? Or is your wants and your desires and your own evil concepts, your own imaginations of what right and wrong is? No, you have to have the word of the Lord guide your steps. In verse 16 here of chapter 12, and it shall come to pass if they will diligently learn the ways of my people to swear by my name, the Lord lives, as they taught my people to swear by Baal, then shall they be built in the midst of my people. But if they will not obey, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation, saith the Lord. These people were worshiping Baal. They were worshiping false gods, just like you and I were before we came to know him as our Savior. We were worshiping evil gods, the gods of entertainment. It could have been gods of sports, gods of education, gods of the medical system. Gods of everything. There's millions of them. Millions of them. Anything that puts itself in front of faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ becomes a small g. Yes, it does. And the God of this world has blinded the eyes of those who don't believe. And they'll roll their eyes when you mention Jesus Christ. Even during these dark times, when evil is getting so manifested, the evil of foreign religions, the evils of unbelief, they're just told, it's like the devils of the Canaanites are coming back. Incredible. We have to even be more grounded in Jesus during these times. My time is up. God bless you, people, and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.